Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I was going to save this little argument, this little nugget, for the courtroom of Tim and Jess later in this week.
Okay.
But I doubt that you're going to be on my husband's side.
Rightio. Interesting. I like to side with him because...
Yes. Usually you just like to side against me.
He's a great guy.
My husband has been really pushing lately for us to get a cleaner.
Oh, mate. I know you live in Rippleside, but...
Right.
Just chill.
This is what I said to him. I was like, okay, in what universe do you think we've got just spare change to bring a cleaner in once a fortnight?
Firstly, change aside, I don't think you, like, I know your lives. I've known you both so long. I don't think you need a cleaner.
Well, I said to him, I was like, how dirty do you think our house is that we're going to need a cleaner once a fortnight? Well, I can understand bringing them in to, like, maybe do the bathrooms once a month.
Unless it's a bond clean, get out of my house.
Because I hate doing bathrooms. I hate it.
But that's the part of life. We hate doing bathrooms. You get down on your hands and knees. You hate yourself and you scrub. You do it all over again 1 month later, you know? You don't need a cleaner.
Then we found out that friends of ours have a cleaner that come in once a month or once a fortnight. Do you remember? Was it once a month?
I can't remember, but I should have probably kept my opinion to myself. But I went, cool! Like,
ever since we found out that our mates have one, he's been pushing even harder.
I think,
our friends have one. Look how happy they are.
Because of the cleaner.
They're so happy.
My thing is, I think you need minimum 3 kids. Like, there's a level where it becomes a pile.
At this point, like, I would be home watching the cleaner clean.
And, like, I know, I don't remember it, but Mum said, because we had a bigger house, we used to live out on, like, a farmhouse when we were growing up, and Mum used to have a cleaner come through. I don't remember it because I must have been at school or whatever, but she said she would find herself cleaning for the cleaner.
This is it, right? Like, I may as well just do it myself.
At your house, it's you, your husband, your cat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not tidying up, I understand the cat's not tidying up after itself. But if
I wish she would.
If you just tidy up after yourself. Like, what's his thing? Why does he think you guys need a cleaner?
I think he just doesn't want to do it. He's like...
Oh, none of us want to do it.
Because, like, you know, I would say that, you know, we were very 50-50 and now, lately, I've stopped caring so much. And I think that we're a bit more like 60-40.
Of getting a cleaner.
No, of him doing all the work.
Oh, oh, sorry, I missed her. I thought you were saying you were 50-50 on if you were going to get one.
No.
You're saying he's doing more cleaning.
He's definitely doing more cleaning.
Okay.
Because I've taken on, like, a lot of the cooking in the kitchen. Because, you know, gender roles.
Well, no, I just think you don't let him cook. We've talked about this.
It's true.
You've taken away his smile in the kitchen.
It's true. I don't, like, because he'll come to me and he'll be like, let me cook tonight. And I'll be like, great. No worries. I'll go sit on the couch.
Figure it out.
And then he'll be like, where's the meat? Where's the veggies? How do I cut it up? What time do I put it in the oven? What should I? Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'll just do it myself.
Like, if I wanted this, I'd adopt an 8-year-old. What is...
Just do it myself.
Figure it out.
You go and vacuum.
I don't think... But don't get me wrong. Living in Rippleside, I'm sure you'll bump into one that is leaving a property. It won't be hard to track down.
Yeah.
I imagine you could find one on your way.
Well, we were going to reach out to our friend's cleaner because, you know, they're getting a pretty good deal.
I'll block that out. I'm Vita. I'd rather come over to your house and clean because if you get a
cleaner...
Could you? No, if you get a cleaner, imagine what I'm going to have to put up with. Do you know how much fun I have to make of that?
Yeah.
That you live in Rippleside and you have a cleaner?
I thought you were going to say that your wife's going to ask for a cleaner next.
No, this is the thing. It leads... Your problem becomes my problem.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's exactly. And
it's
that's
a ripple side effect.
Rippleside. So it's a no.
Tell my husband.
No, well, I will. I'll call him after this.
Good.
But here's the thing. I'm also doing it to protect you because I can't not make fun of you having a cleaner. You'll never live that down.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I want to talk about using your phone on loudspeaker.
Like just speaking? Like,
yeah. If you're out in public,
yeah.
Do you ever put your phone on loudspeaker?
No.
Right.
No. I'll sing because that's how much it makes me
uncomfortable. A bloke in a French train station, so over in France, he's been fined nearly $330 for using his phone's loudspeaker down in the train station. There happened to be, like, I guess their version of, like, the PTV people.
Yeah.
And
Le Train Police.
Le Train Police came over and said, excuse me, sir, please.
Let's shut up.
Take your phone off of loudspeaker. You're disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
And the noise is too much for this space. And he said, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
They gave him a fine. That's what they did about it. He's refusing to pay now because he seems to think it's a bit of a ridiculous fine.
Direct quote, suck their beer. Not a fan.
I feel like this is a real, like a boomer thing. Like my dad, right. I don't think that man has ever taken a phone call not on speaker.
Okay.
He'll walk around the house. He'll walk around the shopping center. He'll walk around the car park. He'll walk any just open loudspeaker, space, just loudspeaker, oh, no, talking to people,
even
yelling.
I don't feel comfortable. Like if I answer the phone, even here at work, if I'm at my desk or whatever, I'll walk
away.
I just don't. I've got. I'll chuck my headphones in. I don't know how else to describe it.
5223295 Should you ever use your loudspeaker in public? Is there ever a reason for it? Because I don't think there is. Like loudspeaker, like hands free when you're in the car, maybe. Like other than that, I don't see a use for it. In a public space.
Even like when you're at home, and say you put it on the bench or something while you're doing stuff, even then I'm like, a bit loud.
Too much. Overstimulating.
I don't like it. I don't know. Yeah. For someone who yells a lot in their life, I'm not a huge fan of loudspeaker. I don't understand. Like, I get it sometimes holding your phone up to your ear.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
My mum's notorious for it too. Like, I'll be chatting to her and I'll be like, Mum, you're sounding a bit muffled. And she'll be like, sorry, I put you down my bra.
Oh.
Talk louder.
I didn't realize you were motorboating your mother through the phone, Jess. That seems like not okay.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just seems
it's like a holster.
Yeah, get me out of there. Without my consent. Because you speak louder to someone on loudspeaker than you do than if you're walking with someone.
Yeah, 100%.
You're yelling.
And I'm already yelling on the phone most of the time.
Just on the phone you're yelling. Not any other moment of your
life. Just on the phone.
I would love to see your vocal cords. You must have blood in your stomach.
You know, one of my best mates, whenever she calls me, she still lives at home with her mum. And her mum like will come in after she gets off the phone with me and she'll be like, you were on the phone to Jess, weren't you?
Yeah.
She's yelling at her still.
Yeah. Like, we lost three vases.
Yeah.
Just the sound vibration.
We bring it out in one another.
Yeah. Sarah in Belmont's giving us a call. Sarah, do you speak on your phone with loudspeaker?
No, I don't, but my son does.
Ooh. How old is your son, Sarah?
He's 12.
Okay, because I thought this was exclusively a boomer problem, but apparently
anti-boomer.
The Gen Z is also doing it.
Yeah, he's 12 and he always catches me out when he's with somebody and he'll call me and have me on loudspeaker and then all of a sudden I'm answering questions that should only be for his ears but other people are hearing it and oh.
Yeah, I actually didn't even think about that. So you don't know if you're on loudspeaker and you're like, oh yeah,
that's
man,
so true.
I was on the toilet, I had gastro, you should have seen the cement that was coming out. And you go, oh, hi Miss Sarah, good to see you again. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Sarah, he more puts you on the spot, though, about, like, asking for things, right?
Yep. Like, if a friend can stay over and I'm like, you know, conversation that I should just have with my child and then the other kids in the background got, oh.
So you're disappointing two children.
If I say no, yeah.
Imagine if you didn't know you were in loudspeaker and it's like, hey, Mum, can I stay at Dylan's house? And you're like, oh, Dylan. Dylan's the worst. That kid is so annoying.
All right, it's kind of happened before.
So you've learned the hard way. All right, this is what we need to protect people like Sarah from this happening.
Phone off loudspeaker. Yeah. We should get that uninstalled from all phones.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Call the phone man and woman and tell them to get it done, Jess. Who owns phones these days?
Tim Cook.
Telstra? Optus still?
Hello, Telstra?
Huawei? We'll get Huawei on the show.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Fashion is always a changing. Yep. As they say in the biz, Jess, it's
cyclical.
It's a syllable, you know? That's what everyone always says about fashion. I like being in, like, I think you and I both being in our early 30s.
Yeah.
Like, accept, and I guess it depends on who you are, like, where you live, all these kind of things. But I think we have... individually, like, all right, these are the things I like to wear and I'm probably not going to I don't know what's cool and hip.
I'm not a big like brand name girly either.
Oh, same.
And so like when I caught up with my girlfriends on Sunday and they were all talking about this like brand of jeans. I can't remember the name of the jeans. Yeah. They're all like, oh my God, these like, jeans are the best.
I love blue jeans.
Yeah. Oh, they're only $280.
Oh no.
Only.
Mate. Nah.
Only.
Jeans to me cost $150 top line. And that's you buy that like every 3 years. I don't know.
Doesn't everyone go and try on jeans, cry and leave the store? Isn't
that? I wouldn't. Yeah, that's very fair. I wouldn't say that you and I are probably the best to be talking about like how to stay on top of like
fashion
what's
trends.
Hot in fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But over in Milan at the Milan Fashion Week, there's a new trend for men. Don't know if I'll be. I mean, I think some tradies have been rocking this trend for a while.
Tell me.
Butt cracks, plumber's cracks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bum cleavage.
Yeah.
Making a comeback.
A little bit of a bum cleavage. Yeah, so a lot of the models wearing quite low-waisted jeans and just that little tiny little, you see the tailbone, mm-hmm. you see where the butt starts, but then there's a secret behind there.
Are you nervous to partake in this trend because you think yours might be too hairy?
Oh, 100%. There are blokes listening out now, exactly like me going, why would you do that?
Whenever we're watching a movie and like you see a bloke's butt, my husband's always like, what? There's no hair on that.
It's not realistic. The male beauty standards are not fair, especially on bottoms. Don't get me started on abs and arms. Bums is where it's at. Yeah. That's where we need to talk about.
Do they wax the art, like the actors? I don't
know. So here's the thing. I don't know if there might be like some people out there that are just naturally hairless.
Right.
More hair, like, but I'm not. Your husband's not. I assume every person you've ever been with is a no. I can't remember my friend's bums as much as I'd like to, you know, from when, like, you know, footy
you're
shower
not, you're days. Not often
I'll
looking
call my
at
best
the footy shower.
On my drive home, I'll call my best mate Nick and say, what does your bum look like?
Yeah.
You got a hairy
but
bum?
But it could just be like, you know, when you wear like a low-cut shirt, Tim. Like if you were ever to do that.
I would never, but yeah,
and
I understand
then,
that.
Like, you know, you've got the chest hairs popping out. Like
bum hair popping out the top. Like that's like very like Henry Cavill.
Yes.
Style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, it's this low rise jeans and the plumber's crack is popular. So maybe I don't know. Maybe you work with someone. Maybe I don't know about like. I guess you don't wear like pants as much.
No,
like,
I'm very much a dress girly.
I know when it's. Like, if I'm just out and about at home and I'm wearing, like, casual shorts or something and I lean over, like, you can tell immediately the top of your cheeks.
Just
are,
feel the...
Yeah. The and I just don't know if this is something, like, isn't... Do you think it's weird that, well, that's a fashion trend right
well,
now?
Well, when the low-rise pants were last in fashion, you would just have your underwear on show, right? Like...
Yeah, where's your baggy underwear?
I remember the baggy like shorts that the guys used to wear at school, and then they'd have their pants like halfway down their bum, so your butt would be hanging out.
Well, see,
but it wouldn't be hanging out.
I don't know what young people like cool undies are anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just wear the same ones that I wear. Like I get a new set every year.
Tidy whities.
No, literally. Like that's one thing that's weird that's never came over from America. Can I read you some direct quotes of people who have... From Australia have been seeing this trend
okay.
of butt cheeks, not butt cheeks,
yeah,
plumber's crack. Please,
the cleavage.
Please do not make plumber cracks a trend. I do not want to live in that world. Low rise jeans, high risk rewards, or something along those lines.
What?
Yeah, like they say, it's like it's a low rise jeans, high risk to wear it.
Yep.
I think that's what they're kind of getting at. Why y'all using cracks as accessories? Also another favorite.
Just, look, right. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. If you got it, flaunt it. I just, I don't know if I want to see it.
Yeah. That's...
I don't want to be walking around Westfield looking at people's bum cracks.
Yeah. Well, don't go to Milan then.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Tim and Jess, the podcast. The end of this month, my wife and I, we are heading to a wedding. Mm-hmm. It's one of my high school mates. So excited for them. I grew up like southeast of Melbourne, a little town called Piercedale, kind of near Frankston, Hastings kind of way.
Yeah.
And
you can just say you grew up in Frankston.
No, because I don't
want to. We'll all judge you silently.
No, it's in between Frankston and another crappy place called Hastings.
But you used to go out
in
Frankston.
Frankston.
Just wanted to clear that
up. Yeah, that's fair. Can't deny it. And Mornington, if the taxis were going there. Anyway, we're going to a wedding. So that's where we kind of went to school.
Yeah.
And then... Mate, we've all kind of gone off in different directions. One of them, they've gone further east. They live out near like Traralgon, kind of way. Their wedding is that way in Gippsland. And so it is going
to
be It's going to be a three and a half hour drive to get to the wedding.
Huh.
And then on the way back, we're going to stay at my parents' place, who live an hour back.
Okay.
This way, yeah. Back to Geelong.
Much easier.
And we've been chatting about it, and I was talking about it at lunch the other day. I was like, well, like, we're not, there's nowhere to get a Comet. It's in a really small town in Gippsland. There's no, like, Airbnbs, no nothing. We couldn't find anything. And I messaged my mate who's getting married. I was like, oh, I can't find any accommodation. He's like, that's because there is none. And I was like, well, that makes sense.
Handy.
Can't find it. I'll have to stay in Inverloch. That's not going to work because then we're going further again away. So we were like, all right, well, if we leave at 11, then we'll at least get back to my parents by midnight. That way, if our son is giving my mom grief, we're there to support.
11 o'clock, the wedding's basically done.
Well, then someone was like, we can't leave before the bride and groom.
You definitely can't leave before the bride.
You 100% can leave.
But
before
I feel
the bride
like, because my wedding finished up at 11. Like we had to.
Yeah, it was a hard out.
Noise restrictions, hard out at 11.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. It was so good because by then I was so done.
I think 11 and midnight are the best times to finish a wedding. I don't know if this has got a hard out time, but like for our wedding, I know lots of people traveled. I had no, if you wanted to leave 1 hour after the ceremony. Big buckets on you. I'm having the best night of my life.
Right.
It doesn't affect me, you leaving my wedding. So.
See, I didn't like at my wedding. A few people left early and they like came over and they were like, oh, I've got to leave for X, Y, Z. Just go. Don't bother me on my wedding day.
How dare they share love and try and explain a situation.
Come over and dance with me or get out. You know what I mean?
Oh man, you sound fun. I wonder why so many people didn't turn up to your wedding. That's weird. Why are you talking to me? The Macarena's on. This better be bloody important. Oh, you're leaving? Well, mumbo number, get out. Anyway, 5223-2955. Can you leave before the bride and groom at a wedding? I think you totally can. I wouldn't be upset. I don't know why it would affect their day. Like, I'm not leaving because I'm bored or tired. I'm leaving because I've got to drive an hour and a half back to where I'm staying.
I feel like if it's one or two people, it's fine. If everyone starts leaving...
Mate,
that's the problem.
That would have been the best. I barely saw my wife on our wedding night. That would have been nice. A whole venue just for us. DJ, you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Play mumbo number 5 again.
Jess, get out.
Get out, Jess. You weren't invited. But I think it's fine.
Right.
I think most people...
I think you're looking for a confirmation that you can leave this wedding early.
No, I'm not looking. I'm not looking for permission.
You're looking for permission to leave at 9 p.m. No, after dinner served.
It just seemed like... It was like a few people went like, ooh, you can't do that. And I was like, what are we? Born in the 50s? Yes, you can do that.
What a treat you are to have at a wedding.
No, I'll be there until I'm not. That's my whole thing. But if I have to drive an hour and a half, yeah, I'm leaving early.
Okay.
Go get married. Keep having the best night of your life. Well, why go nine-nos?
Why can't you get home at 1 a.m.?
That's late.
It's a wedding.
It's late, bro. You come to my parents' house, look after my son the next morning, and then I'll stay after 1.
Kirby from Brimley, you actually agree with Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Went to quite a few weddings in 2024 for family, and they live on the other side of Melbourne. So we would do a full day where we would have leaving early in the morning, getting everything sorted, getting changed at the venue and like all of that kind of stuff. But it was a 3 hour trip home. So I understand the whole needing to leave early. Anything over half an hour is difficult because an hour long trip at the end of an evening when it's been a massive day, everyone's all prepped out. You want to get home safe, and especially when you got little kids, you know?
Yeah,
And I also think it's a bit of a cultural thing, Jess, because a lot of European weddings, everyone says...
Kirby, are you calling me ethnic, mate? Are you calling me ethnic? You want to do this on the radio, mate?
I'm not calling you ethnic. I'm making a point.
I'm just saying it's completely that it's different.
I'm just saying you're a big wog.
I wouldn't say that. See, you said that. Words in my mouth, mate. Words in my mouth.
Were you aware that not at every wedding they don't peg Australian $50 notes to every bride's dress? That was just at Macedonian weddings. I was looking around going, I think I identify as Macedonian at your wedding. What an incredible tradition. Kirby, I like the half hour time frame. And Jess, I don't think you've considered how tie-tie people get.
Okay.
People get very
tie-tie. I hadn't considered how tie-tie people get. You know? No, I hadn't.
If you left at work, firstly, were you at my wedding, Jess?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't remember.
I was there to the very end.
Okay.
I watched you get in the limousine.
Yeah.
And then I got Macca's on the way home. It was a beautiful night.
Yeah. And if you left an hour before I got Macca's, I'd be stoked for you, but I'd be more stoked for me. So, Kirby, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Can't believe you called Jess the W word. That's not on. That's not on. We don't be doing that. No,
I said the W word. Yeah.
And again, I don't think, I know, I hate to say you are one, but I still don't think you should say it.
I am one.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I would say you and I represent two different types of fan of the Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
You have quite recently in the last few years.
I've become one of those people that's come in because of Drive to Survive.
The very, very popular show on Netflix.
My husband's always been a big F1 fan.
It has totally changed the sport. The popularity is crazy.
That was their whole aim. They wanted to get more people involved in the sport, and boy, did it work.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I have always, laughed at my husband when he said, let's go to the Formula One. How are we spending our first wedding anniversary this year? We're going to the F1.
That'll be so cool.
I'm very excited.
Jealous. But then I think I'm on the other side of the camp where, much like your husband, when I was a kid growing up, mm-hmm. I used to love watching Mark Webber.
Yeah.
He was an Australian driving around the Formula Ones and I used to watch that. But you probably know more about the behind the scenes of what's going on in the teams, where I'm just interested in the races. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on.
I live for the drama.
Okay.
I live for the drama. We got a new season of Drive to Survive starting on Friday.
Yeah,
so.
I know the thing is you're always a year behind.
Yeah.
Because you're watching 2024's season as we get into 2025.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that we'll be able to catch up before the actual Formula One.
There's a new change to the F1 this year. Essentially, it means that the drivers, the F1 stars, could face huge fines mm-hmm. if they're caught repeatedly swearing.
Yes.
This has
been a big problem.
It could start as a $66,000 fine, and then it goes straight up to a $200,000 fine for a third offence. So that is a quick jump. And, like, they make lots of money, but that's still a big fight.
Yeah, and, like, think about the position we put these people in, right?
Yeah.
These athletes driving sitting
at the faster than no other person.
They're driving so fast, and then things happen
that
might be out of their control.
An S-bomb seems appropriate.
Absolutely.
I thought it'd be fun if you and I could do a bit of a workshop and bring to the show a couple of safe swears or things to replace swear words. And hopefully, mm-hmm. Oscar Piastri, he's an Australian in the F1. Maybe he's listening.
Yes.
Maybe his team's listening and they can use these swears
mm-hmm.
to, instead of like,
the real ones.
Well, I was going to say, we're not allowed to say them here because we're a family-friendly show. Have you got anything?
I was thinking to replace the S-bomb, they could just be like, oh, shift.
Well, they are.
Because they're putting their gear into shift. And it sounds shift.
I think the F is too soft.
I think it
still sounds like the word we're not meant to say. I've been thinking about it and I was like, what could be fun? Like, I want it to be fun. I want it to stand out.
Uh-huh.
And I don't use it very often, but I got a reference from ChatGPT.
Oh.
I was like, what does AI think could be some fun replacement swears?
Please tell me we could use aliens. Robots.
This is the whole reason, because I was like, I had a few ideas. And then I got more on a train of what ChatGPT thinks are non-offensive swears that still drive home point. This is cooked. Sure. Here are 10 fun and creative alternatives to swearing. Shut the front door. Great googly moogly. Oh, bananas.
I like oh, bananas.
I was like, okay, more witty. Like these are a bit like, I feel like this is what a Batman comic would say, like in the cartoon series. Like, just say you've hit me with my car. I'm annoyed. Sizzling pancakes. And then.
That's very good.
Holy mashed potatoes. And I was like, all right, you're still not messing it. A little more naughty.
Yeah.
I want naughty. I still want it to have
Give
that
Give me bad
fun.
Words. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say this so slowly. What the actual fudge?
I feel like I've heard your wife say that.
We're trying not to swear as much around our son, and I've replaced it with sweet lord.
Yeah.
My personal favorite. And I was like, no, give it like, I want the closest to without actually swearing. Come on, AI. You're meant to be this incredible feature that one day is going to take over the world. Surely you can come up with a simple, fun, non-swear that still gets the point across for these F1 drivers so they can still vent their frustration in the heat of the moment, not get a $200,000 fine. That's a hot mess in a bag of popcorn. That's what it thinks is the most devastating non-swear.
You honestly, you don't want a hot mess in a bag of popcorn.
No, mate. Careful. I have to press the dump button. We can't say that kind of stuff.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.